Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On today's show, we'll talk about Kramer from Seinfeld. Is that what you call it? Seinfeld. His racial tirade at a, what's it called in L.A.? A laugh factory, a comedy club against blacks. The guy's name is Michael Richards. And we'll talk about the ad that Denver Bible Church ran 5 years ago in the Denver Post, and it is since replayed in other newspapers and on the internet. Top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. Top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. That's reappeared on the internet this year. You know, our Westword newspaper here in Denver, they ran it 1 year as at the end of the year they do their the best of everything, the best media feud, the best Chinese restaurant, the best. They did the best church ad, and they ran Denver Bible Church's top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. That was really funny. Also, OJ's book deal is now dead with News Corp's Rupert Murdoch, their chairman. They own Fox. Well, they canceled OJ's book deal. It's supposed to come out in 10 days from now. I Did It. Is that the name of his book? I Did It. His Confessions. If I Did It. If I Did It, Here's How I Killed My Wife and Her Friend. All right. So anyway, Fox apparently has canceled the book and the TV interview they scheduled for Sweeps Week. And that's good. OJ is a murderer. And even though he writes his confession, still, you want to make sure nobody gets any money for it. And also, have you heard this? Pro-lifers took a photograph outside of St. Louis, and the police called them and said, do you have a photograph? Do you have any evidence that this one guy was at this abortion clinic on this certain day? And they look in their database, and they say, sure, here it is. Here's a photo of the guy's car. They say, well, that guy has been raping his stepdaughter for 2 years. Impregnated her, took her across state lines to have an abortion, and of course he's denying all this. We need the evidence. And they say, well, here's the photograph. And so now the guy's in jail. So pro-lifers helped lock up a rapist that was aided by a St. Louis area abortion clinic called Hope Clinic, Hope for Women. And that's what we talk about often on the show, right? Abortion for rape and incest. What it does is it helps the rapist. It helps the stepfather, the uncle who commit incest against the young girl and then drag her to the abortion clinic where they happily take his money and cover up the evidence and send her back home with her rapist. That's how it happens all over the country. And so now we got photo evidence to back that up. But of course it happens all over the country. And if you're in denial about that, you could get help. You could get help. Let's start with the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. I'll read you the ad, basically, that we ran. I think we ran it both in the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post back in 2001. And we give the top 10 reasons, and then we explain it a bit and invite people to come to Denver Bible Church. Other organizations, like I said, Westword picked it up. They ran it for free. And it's on the internet. It's fun. Top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. The 10th reason, Thanksgiving is mass murder for turkeys. Liberals are against that. Number 9, too many SUVs traveling to grandma's house. Liberals are against SUVs. Number 8, college bowl games encourage competition. Liberals are against competition. Number 7, millions of Christmas trees are cut down. All right? They're against cutting down trees. Number 6, the pilgrims thought up Thanksgiving, not the Indians. All right? That would tick off any card-carrying liberal. Reason number 5, Christmas lights waste electricity. All right? We have to conserve. Number 4, people are giving thanks to who? Yeah, who does an atheist give thanks to? Who do they give thanks to? They see a beautiful sunset and they think, wow, who are they thankful to? The third reason liberals, you know, they don't like the holidays, the winter lull in global warming hype. Winter lull in global warming hype. And number two, daycare centers are closed. And the number one top reason liberals hate the holidays, because Christmas celebrates a birth, not an abortion. All right, so that's the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. And to see how good of a sense of humor liberals have and how tolerant they are and how much they like free speech and diversity, you just have to Google that on the internet, and then you get the people's comments, and you see how many comments before you find words that you don't want to describe on family radio. Pretty much the first comment, wherever it appears. So then that's the list. That's the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. And then we have an explanation after it. I'm quoted as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, explaining that liberals often pit themselves against good traditions. Bible teachings present the cure for liberalism. For example, it is good to eat animals. It's good for people who get great enjoyment and nutrition. And it's good for animals, right? It's good for animals for people to eat them. Animal rights activists would basically annihilate 60 million turkeys every year. It'd be like genocide against turkeys. Because those turkeys would never even exist if they didn't end up on your dining room table. It's better to live and be eaten than to never have lived at all. And without Thanksgiving, you would be wiping out about 60 million turkeys a year. That is mean. That's just mean. Extremist environmentalists forget that trees are a renewable resource. For every tree cut down, thousands of seeds can reproduce an unlimited number of new trees. And America has more trees today than 200 years ago. Leading liberals have prejudice against the social descendants of the pilgrims, right? They don't like the pilgrims. Other groups are great, but pilgrims? No, they don't like the pilgrims. Liberalism tends toward racism against Europeans, sexism against males, and discrimination against Christianity, right? Bigotry. Liberalism tends toward racism against white Europeans, sexism against males, and bigotry against Christianity. So some people put down others to elevate themselves or their friends. Liberals often denounce Christian white males in order to elevate their own special interest. Leading liberals blame religion, especially Christianity, for the world's problems, instead advocating atheistic evolutionary socialism. That's preferred to Christianity and Christian values. Well, in that argument, liberals ignore the murder of tens of millions of people just in the recent past by the atheistic, evolutionary, socialist Soviet Union, Germany, and Communist China. Tens of millions of people slaughtered. Liberals prefer kids growing up institutionalized in daycare and government schools rather than having them raised at home by loving parents. So, raised at home by loving parents or institutionalized in daycare and government schools. Which is preferred? Liberals prefer the institutionalizing of kids. And finally, in their long war against God, liberals suggest that the only good Christian is a bad Christian. That is, one who rejects the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ, that's a good Christian. If you're a bad Christian, liberals will say you're a good Christian. Now, I mentioned that this guy, Kramer, was on Seinfeld. I don't know how many Seinfeld episodes I've seen in my life. I'd say something like 30, but I never heard one of them. I saw about 30, never heard one. That's because United Airlines would show Seinfeld on their flights. And so for years, before they started airing Seinfeld, I heard of him, but I didn't know what he looked like. And then, okay, there's Seinfeld, and there's some guy on the show, and I guess that guy was Kramer. I'm not 100%, but I think I could picture Kramer. A little heavy set? No? Tall? Okay. All right, so maybe I don't know who he is. Anyway, he's in L.A., and two black guys are sort of heckling him at this comedy club, the Laugh Factory. And they're making fun of him. And he gets angry. And you could understand an entertainer in front of a group getting angry at hecklers. Now, if you have self-control, you should be able to be more witty than the hecklers and make them look bad because they're behaving badly. But if you don't have self-control and you're not witty enough to make them look bad, then you have some kind of a meltdown. And Kramer had a meltdown sort of like Mel Gibson did, only Mel Gibson was drunk. Kramer was not drunk. And he went ballistic using the N-word repeatedly, saying only if this was 50 years ago, we could lynch you blankety blanks or something. I'm not going to quote him specifically because it was too disgusting, everything he said. Of course, I'm not going to quote him specifically, but it was bad. It was really, really bad. And so what we see is that it's easy to take someone and consider them, you know, an idol, and then you find out what's inside of them. And liberals think that people are basically good. And what you find out is people who are the neatest people, when you find out what they really did or what they really thought or what they really said, it's shocking. You know, the Bible says your sin will find you out. And it says that some men's sins precede them to judgment day, and other men's follow. Now, who knows what that means? If you want to know what that means, you have to go to my wife, Cheryl, and ask her. She's good at all this stuff. What does that mean? Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote this. Some men's sins precede them to judgment day, and other men's follow. On judgment day, who's going to be judging? Well, the Bible says that God commits judgment to the hands of his saints. That's in Revelation. And the Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians that, do you not know that we will judge the angels? Do you not know that the saints, we, believers, will judge the world? Right? That's real blunt. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, he says he's angry at them because they're not judging. He says, can't you judge in the least matters? Don't you know we have the mind of Christ? He who is spiritual judges all things. This is all from 1 Corinthians 2 to 5. He says, we have the mind of Christ. He who is spiritual judges all things. I am ashamed of you because you are not judging. You have sexual immorality in your midst and you're not judging? He says, don't you know that we will judge the angels? Do you not know that we will judge the world? Back in the Old Testament, it says that on judgment day, a husband will not be appeased against the man who seduced his wife. You get that? Back in the Old Testament, it's talking about on judgment day, and a husband's, his wife has been violated by a neighbor. And we read that that husband will not be appeased on judgment day. He's not going to say, well, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I know. You were lonely. The husband's not going to be appeased. He's going to want vengeance on judgment day. Now, on this earth, it's hard for Christians to say they're going to want vengeance. Why would that be hard to say? Well, it doesn't look good. I think it comes into play with self-righteousness. and false humility, the flesh. Because what we see in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6, the Christians who were killed, God is forecasting what will happen in the future in the tribulation. And the Christians who were killed because of their faith in Christ, they are in heaven and they cry out to God. We read that their souls are under the altar of God and they cry out saying, "How long, O Lord, until you avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? How long?" So, yeah, we will judge. We will judge. And there is, you know, there's ugliness inside human beings. But for some of us, it's obvious. For Michael Richards, it's probably not obvious. For most of his fans, they're liberals, right? Mostly Seinfeld fans are mostly liberals, I guess. I hope. I don't know. And they probably think Michael Richards, he's a great guy. They don't realize that he longs for the day when blacks could be lynched. Unless what? That just came out of nowhere with Mel Gibson? It didn't come out of nowhere. His father's an anti-Semite. His father denies the Holocaust. Mel Gibson has been asked to repudiate his father's statements. He won't do it. He built his father a virtual church for his father to practice his anti-Semitic religious, you know, beliefs on Mel Gibson's property. So Mel should say, "Dad, I love you, and it's evil what you say and what you teach. It's evil. I love you, and it's evil. You need to repent." And as long as that's part of your religious beliefs, then I reject your religion, and I reject what you're doing, and I'm not going to enable you or encourage you in it. Okay, so anyway, Kramer helps make the case that the Bible teaches against liberals. Liberals say people are basically good. Kramer says blacks are basically better off lynched. Okay, so Kramer proves what? He doesn't prove anything about blacks. What he proves is that he's basically not good. Not good. Then we have O.J. Simpson's book. It's not titled, "I Did It." It's titled, "If I Did It. Here's How I Would Have Done It." You know, I know he's been doing drugs for all these years since he's gotten out of jail. He was in jail pending trial. And he got out of jail and we know he's been doing drugs. He had one girlfriend who, after she left him, she was interviewed in the media. What was her name? I don't keep track of OJ's girlfriends. I think her name was Pinky. I think it was Pinky. And Pinky, she said that they would get high on hardcore drugs every night. And it was a ritual what would happen. They would do crack or whatever, ecstasy. They'd get high. And then OJ would go into this perverse description of a blow-by-blow description of how Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered. And she said even when he was high, he never said he did it, but he gave so many gory details 1,000 times over of how she was murdered. And so Pinky basically was, you know, repeating what we know, that O.J. murdered his wife and Ron Goldman. Yeah, so we know that. And the fact that our criminal justice system was incompetent and unable to convict him is a condemnation of our system. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. And we have even Christian lawyers and judges who think, well, as long as you follow the process, then justice has been done. Because justice is not the outcome, it's the process. That's terrible. That's terrible. And it was even a bit of a mistake for the Constitution to say you can't kill someone without due process. That's okay, the person's innocent, didn't commit any crime, but we give them the process, now we're going to kill them. And that complies with the Constitution. So it's not the process, it's justice. justice. People come up to me and they hear some dilemma I'm in, some battle we're fighting, and what do we do now? And they say, well, you know, you got to do what you think is right. And I say, no, don't ever tell anyone that again for the rest of your life. Will you promise me that? Will you promise me you'll never say those words again to anyone for the rest of your life? Because Adolf Hitler did what he thought was right. That's what criminals typically do. They do what they think is right. So skinheads, they do what they think is right. The KKK, they do what they think is right. So the Bible says that that's evil. Remember the last verse of the book of Judges, is it? Is there a Bible anywhere? Where's the Bibles around this studio? Here's the Bible. That there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. The last verse of the book of Judges. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And if you read the book of Judges, you'll see how evil it all was. Read the whole Bible, you see how evil everything was. Some skeptics say, well, the Jews wrote the Bible to make themselves look great. And you think, well, there goes another skeptic who's never read the Bible. Oh, they wrote the Bible to make themselves look great? Well, then why did they leave out the part about looking great? What's that? So you never say to somebody, you got to do what you think is right. If you say that, that just means that on a serious topic, you're the kind of person who will give advice not knowing what the advice means. No, you say to the person, you have to do what is right. You have to do what is right. If you don't know what is right, it's your responsibility to find out what is right and then do that. Now, in many circumstances, there's not a right or a wrong, as in you're trying to decide how many pounds a turkey to get for Thanksgiving. And you think, you know, 13 pounds is not quite enough, but we have a small oven. We can't really fit a 21-pound turkey. I'll do 15. Fine. Make another turkey happy. Let another turkey see the light of day by at least killing one turkey. At least one. Many issues are not right and wrong. It's just options. But in matters of right and wrong, when people come to you and they're wrestling and you say, you know, like what, in 10,000 offices today, there's a woman telling a guy next to her that her husband doesn't love her anymore. And she's thinking about dating some guy, going cheating. And the guy, well, you got to do what you think is right. You got to do what makes you happy. So, no, you don't have to do what makes you happy. Because when you chase pleasure, the pursuit of happiness often leads to destruction. You do what's right. You pursue justice and truth and love. You pursue God, and then you end up blessed. That's an accident. You end up blessed. When you're true to God and you ask God to help you to live justly, then you end up blessed. It's not that you're... The Constitution says we're doing all this for the pursuit of happiness. And if you know anybody who's in pursuit of happiness, that's fleeting. You're not going to be able to catch that one. So O.J. was a murderer, obviously, but our system was utterly broken. And so we bought O.J. Simpson's memorabilia at auction when a California judge ruled, since he lost his civil suit against Ron Goldman's family, Fred Goldman. And they took him after he was acquitted in criminal court, which was bizarre. It was absurd. The evidence against him was overwhelming. So he was acquitted because we no longer have a justice system. Now it's just a system. So then he was sued by Fred Goldman, and O.J. lost. And in that court, they said, look, the preponderance of evidence shows that you murdered your wife, your estranged wife, and her friend Ron Goldman. And so it wasn't a criminal court, so they couldn't put him to death. So they gave a financial judgment against him. And California's wicked laws say that even if you're a murderer, no matter what you've done to somebody and they have a judgment against you, they can't attach your retirement. So OJ has a multi-million dollar retirement. He gets to live a lavish lifestyle. And as long as he has no money left over at the end of the month, they can't have a penny of it. So every month he has to spend his entire retirement from the NFL every month and all the other money he makes, whatever it is, he has to consume it all. So how do you do that? Well, you go into riotous living with prostitutes and girlfriends and drugs. So that's what he does. All of this, mind you, on a golf course, because he said that he was going to spend the rest of his life looking for Nicole's murderer. And apparently he figures the murderer is a golf pro because that's where he's always looking, on a golf course. Okay. So we went to auction where they were auctioning off OJ's memorabilia, and we spent about $20,000 getting to LA, 10 of us, and then we bought probably $15,000 worth of his Hall of Fame award, his induction award to the Hall of Fame. His jerseys, he signed Heisman 68 in the Buffalo Bills jersey, and another award he received called the Lifesaver Award, believe it or not. And we burned the stuff on the steps of the L.A. courthouse. And we did so to call for a change in our criminal justice system. For one, we said every convicted murderer should be put to death. And two, we should get rid of the standard of proof beyond reasonable doubt and replace it with the biblical standard of two or three pieces of reasonable evidence. All right, so we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. And check out our website, KGOV, that's KGOV.com. God bless you.